Now, here's what just happened at the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy has unveiled a national initiative to redefine the future of scientific discovery in America. It will unite the nation's most powerful supercomputers, decades of scientific data, breakthrough AI systems, and cutting-edge research tools into one extraordinary platform. For the first time, human ingenuity and machine intelligence will work side by side at unprecedented speed. Actually, this happens in every sci-fi movie, not to our benefit, but anyway, they're going to try it anyway. National laboratories, top universities, pioneering industries will join forces, forming a powerful coalition to confront the greatest scientific challenges of our time: energy, national security, new materials, advanced technologies, etc. This is more than an initiative. It is the opening chapter of a new era, an era in which American science surges forward, breakthroughs come faster, and the impossible becomes possible. Do you know what they named it? The Genesis mission. The Genesis mission. They're calling it Genesis, and they say it's the dawn of a transformed future. Speaking of arrogant titles, perhaps you've been reading about what they are calling real-time translation. Real-time translation is the process of converting spoken or written words from one language into another instantly so that two people who speak different languages can communicate as if they shared a single language. It happens live while the person is speaking or typing rather than after the fact. It's not clunky anymore. It's here. It's happening. So much so that it sparked a debate already about whether anyone ever needs to learn a second language, because you'll be able to have this, you know, Star Trek universal translator, basically, and you won't need to know how to speak another language. And so it's here, it's ready to go, and it sparked a lot of debate. In an article on their website, a company called M+ said, "Imagine if instead of crumbling from miscommunication, the Tower of Babel stood tall, supported by the perfect blend of humans and technology, working in harmony to bring clarity, empathy, and understanding back to the center of the conversation." We don't claim to have invented the Tower of Babel. We're just the ones rewriting the ending. Yeah. Oh, man, these guys are so arrogant. How can you be so arrogant? God, Genesis, right? Creation out of nothing. God spoke everything into existence. Well, we've got this AI stuff going on here that's pretty much the same. And the Tower of Babel, that was not a good thing for humans. You know, they were trying to, overcome their obedience to God. And God said, "Well, I'm going to confuse your languages." And then, you know, the Lord, he did the miracle of languages on the day of Pentecost to show that he was going to reverse languages so that everybody could understand each other. But it would be in the unity of the Spirit. It would be a spiritual thing. And human beings say, "No, we're going to bypass that. We don't need that. Technology is now our God." You say, "Well, why are they doing all this stuff?" Because if we don't, others will. And whoever controls this is in control, basically, until it takes over. We'll talk about that at the end of this. First of all, we're concerned about this being prophetic because they promote globalism. They shrink the world by providing technology to draw closer together as one global village and for one powerful leader to emerge over that. In his recent book, Randy Kay writes, "For centuries, Revelation 13 sounded impossible. Today it reads more like a headline. AI can impersonate anyone, deepfakes blur truth, biometric IDs, microchip implants, neural interfaces, programmable digital currencies, and global surveillance networks are proliferating." It's really pretty crazy. On the horizon, too, is something called ASI. It's artificial superintelligence. And this one, they're admitting they're creating it to just let it go and run itself into how, and that it will be way beyond human knowledge. What could go wrong? All the tech giants agree that it's not a good idea to even pursue it, but they all are pursuing it because you can't put the genie back in the bottle. How about this? A team of researchers in the U.S. have been using ground-penetrating radar to scan a formation in Turkey. They believe they have found evidence of Noah's Ark. This interests us because Jesus said that the end times would be just like it was during the time of Noah, before the flood. How much more like that could you get than to discover the ark? A lot of Bible teachers have felt like the ark would be discovered towards the end times as a witness to the human race of God's past judgment and the judgment to come. In the Silicon Valley, meanwhile, the headline reads, "Genetically engineered babies are banned. Tech titans are trying to make one anyway." Again, this is something we expect because of the Bible's accounts of genetic tampering during the time of Noah, where the angels had come down and they were not just intermarrying with human females and creating a weird race of giants, but if you read the book of Enoch, not a Bible book, but a recommended reading by some of the, Peter and Jude, for example, who quote from it, there's a whole section in there, 2 Enoch, about how there was genetic tampering going on. And so we expect these things to be happening. So all of these things, they're not just interesting. They're things that have something to do with the progression of Bible prophecy. Most people, including unbelievers, have a basic idea from the Bible that there will be a global government, global commerce, global religion. There'll be instantaneous communication. The Antichrist will rise to power. He'll demand worship, which most people will find acceptable because of the kind of life that he offers. Commerce will be conducted by a mark. There'll be an image of him that is given life, which sounds a great deal like AI. And that AI image will enforce the Antichrist agenda, capable of finding deserters and murdering them. And here's the point of all of that. For the first time, really, in human history, the technological infrastructure that's necessary for the prophecies to be fulfilled actually exists. And so we've been talking about all these things for 20, 30, 40 years, right? But if you think about all the prophecies, the mark of the beast, the statue or the image of the Antichrist, anything pretty much you can think of that has yet to be fulfilled, you remember we used to say there's an app for that? Oh, there's a technology for that. And technology is kind of the new God. It is taking us to places we never thought we could go before. A lot of people are worried about this. A lot of people are scared. You don't need to be, because God is going to see that his program takes place. And his program isn't that technology takes over, that the Terminator is real, none of that. His program is that he's going to resurrect and rapture the church, that's us. If you die before the rapture, then you're going to be resurrected from the dead. If you're alive at the rapture, you'll be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. The 7-year tribulation follows that as God works again with the nation of Israel and brings them to faith in Jesus Christ. Never forget that this whole prophetic scheme, at its center, at its heart, the heartbeat of it is the nation of Israel coming back into their land and God fulfilling all of his promises to them. He returns in his second coming. We come with him and we establish a 1,000-year kingdom on the earth, and then we go on into eternity. Are you ready for that? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.